It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. Quarter number two, Tucker's Tape. Good to see you, Ross Tucker.
Good to see you.
Missed you guys last week.
I know. I'll tell you what.
Not sure it goes the other way.
I don't know, man. Jim Galante, our boss, did a pretty good job. And even if he didn't do a good job, I would say, Jim Galante, our boss, did a pretty good job.
I figured it was coming. It is your tape. It is your time. It is Ross the Boss's 2018 class
rankings.
We're
already almost done.
I know.
There's only two of these to go.
Two of these to go, but spring ball's right around the corner, so it's exactly where we wanted to land. Because some of these guys are going to start getting on the football field.
Yeah.
Some because of all the, what, they have six early enrollees. So all 23, one through 23, you've put them in order in your preference. That's why you're Ross the Boss. We got five more this week. We started at 23. We are down to numbers 8 through 4. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Number 8
is... Should I give my caveat?
Yes, give your caveat.
I don't know that I really even need to do it when you get to the top 10.
No.
But these guys are all total studs and freak shows. That's why they're going to Penn State on full rides. But when you do a ranking, you got to rank them somewhere. They're all better than I was in high school, that's for sure.
All right, number 8 is Ricky Slade, 5'9", 185-pound, 5-star all-purpose back from C.D. Hilton High School in Woodbridge, Virginia. He's the number 1 ranked running back. It's the second time James Franklin's pulled off a number 1 running back in his recruiting.
Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders was the other one. He's number...
Which, by the way, can we just talk about that for a second?
Sure.
That says something about the recruiting rankings that Saquon Barkley was not.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
he was a 3-star.
Right, like, so think about Saquon Barkley, and then think about Miles Sanders, and imagine one of them being a 3-star, not even one of the top 20 running backs in the country, and the other one being the number 1 ranked running back, 5-star. Those two guys, I think Miles Sanders is going to have a nice year. I think he's a nice player.
I do too.
But it's not even close.
Yeah,
it's not. They're not even same stratosphere. Saquon Barkley's in a league of his own. He really is.
From anybody else, not just anybody that came to Penn State.
At the combine. Anybody else. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I think this is going to surprise some people. I think this is one of the real surprises that I have Ricky Slade at 8 and have 7 other guys ahead of him.
I wrote Ricky Slade number 8, ?
Wow. Really? Now, I will say this, Andy. I don't go and watch all the other running backs that are going to other schools.
Correct.
So I don't know. Maybe he is the best running back in this year's class. I don't go and watch them, right? I just know this. He's 5'9", 185 pounds. He is very good in the passing game. He is very quick and elusive. He has excellent vision. Okay? He is by any standard undersized.
All standards. Yeah, that's a good point.
And he doesn't look to me to be like a 4.3 40 type of guy. I mean, he's fast, but I didn't watch him and think this guy is
blazer.
Total lightning.
Yeah.
I think what he is he's just, I think he actually reminds me a lot of Miles Sanders coming out.
Makes sense.
Kind
right?
of a do it all, you know, in space, they're going to make you miss, but not a physical phenom. Like, it's hard for me to believe that there aren't like Leonard Fournette, Darius Geis, Nick Chubb, Barkley type of running backs out there in high school where I do the U.S. Army Bowl and I see these guys and I'm like, good gracious.
Where is that
when I
one?
See them? It's surprising to me that he's the best of the group. I think he's a really good player. I think he'll have a nice career at Penn State. The timing is perfect coming in when Miles Sanders is a true junior.
Right.
Everything works out perfectly for Ricky Slade. He'll be very productive. I think that these other guys are better prospects, and maybe I'm looking at it more from a standpoint of like almost like pro prospects, you know, when I rank
where
them.
Where they end instead
you know,
of
maybe
where they
Slade
started.
Has a better college career than some of these guys, but I'm just looking at projection, and I project him to have a nice college career. I'm not sure if I see, wow, that guy's going to be a pro someday or has the chance to be a pro someday. I'm sure he'll get thicker, and that'll help.
One thing stands out to me, he's football fast and football savvy. He's not blazing fast, but I
agreed.
All that when you watch, you're like, that guy's got some football chops. Yep, all right, let's keep moving. Number seven, Zach Kuntz, 6'7", 230-pound, four-star tight end, Camp Hill, Central Pennsylvania. Number four overall tight end in the country, extremely athletic. He's put on some weight early enrollee. He added 10 pounds this winter.
This guy's a total freak show.
Yep.
He, like, guys like him come along very rarely where he's at least 6'7", okay? And I've watched him play high school basketball. Even when he was in 10th grade, he is physical. He would throw his elbows, block shots, rebound, dunk. So he's got the physical component, but yet he played wide receiver in high school. And he's the state champion, okay? And is it, I don't know if it's 110-meter hurdles or 300-meter hurdles.
I think it's a 300 hurdles.
But, dude, and I know he's got an advantage because his arms are crazy. I mean, his legs are crazy long. But I'm just saying, he is big, and he is fast, and he's athletic, and he ran wide receiver routes and was being covered by high school corners. I think he has a chance to play as a true freshman.
Wow.
I think he's early enrollee. I think he has a chance to play as a true freshman. I think he might be a better version of Mike Gesicki when it's all said and done. He has rare, rare physical traits like Gesicki that these other guys, Holland, Bowers, Dalton, Freiermuth, they just don't have in terms of height, speed, jumping ability. He's a rare, rare athlete.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We are on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we got you covered. Quarter number two, Tucker's Tape. It's Ross the Boss's 2018 class rankings. We're inside the top 10. Number six, we already did eight, Ricky Slade, seven, Zach Kuntz. Six is P.J. Mustipher. 6 foot, 4.5, 290-pound, four-star defensive tackle from McDonough High School in Owings Mills. That's a suburb of Baltimore. Number five defensive tackle in the country. Consensus top 100 kid, excuse me. This position's always tough to recruit, and PSU got a good one.
By the way, looking at these guys, the top 10 especially, if Penn State gets into a college football playoff, it's going to be because they're getting guys like these.
These guys.
Like
the top
Ricky
10.
Slade, Zach Kuntz, P.J. Mustipher, and then the next guy that we'll talk about. You need grown men on the D-line. And I'll be honest with you, Penn State didn't have enough of them inside this year. That was an issue.
Yeah, that was an issue.
The thing that prevented Penn State from getting where they wanted to go was their offensive line at times and their defensive tackles. They need to get better inside. Mustipher is already 290. He's extremely powerful, plays very hard. I think he might have been the state wrestling champ in Maryland. He was, Bob.
It's not the same as Pennsylvania, but yes, he was the state. Sorry, I'm a little late, but I'm obsessed about March Madness.
There you go.
I just got done.
There you go. Don't blow it all. Don't blow it all, Bob.
The entire tournament. But yeah, Mustipher was a state wrestling champion, and to Ross's point, the defensive tackles, the Cothrans are very good above average players, but you're not going to get on the field against those guys in the tournament and win games.
You're not going to win, okay? You're not going to get in the college football playoff if you don't have any offensive linemen or defensive tackles going to the combine.
That's a good
point. If you don't have anybody at those spots that are considered top 350 players in the country, you need some dudes.
They need dudes.
Look at Alabama's guys. Look at Clemson's guys. Look at Ohio State's guys. There's a reason why those teams are there every year. Mustipher and the next guy give these guys a chance. He's big, physical, moves well, and I loved his technique.
And he's sixth. Let's just say that. That tells you a little bit about this class, that P.J. Mustipher is sixth. Any other year, he's one or two, you think, under
probably
James Franklin.
Yeah.
All right, number five is Jason Owe, 6'5", 240-pound, four-star defensive end, Blair Academy in New Jersey, top five-ranked defensive end in the country, another top 100 kid. And with the depth Penn State has at tight end, they don't have to rush him or push him or anything.
At the end.
I mean, excuse me, at the end. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So here's the thing. You're right about that.
You can't hide his talent, though.
No, they don't need to play him this year. They probably shouldn't. But everything I said about Mustipher in terms of This is what the Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State guys look like. This is what you need. It all applies to Owe. You look at him, he is lean, but he's like a cat out there. Very, very good initial quickness off the snap. Moves like a linebacker. He's so agile. I mean, he looks like an LSU DN, like Arden Key,
that's a good point. Yeah.
He just looks so smooth in space. These are the type of guys Penn State needed to get, and I think you make a good point. My guess is he won't play this year because they don't need him, and then he'll be a four starting as a redshirt freshman as they start to lose some of these other guys.
He playing for Blair Academy, too. They play obviously a quality schedule.
Right.
You get to see him play against quality opponents, and you see the dominance that he has.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of Owe and Parsons on opposite sides of each other is just scary.
You're still not a linebacker guy with Parsons. You don't think he finishes his career.
I mean, at the very least, you put him outside.
Yeah, that's
because
a point.
It creates more flexibility. If you put him in the middle of the field, other than A-gap blitzes, like what are you going to
do? I think he's only going to be middle linebacker for early down and distance. I think they'll move him outside, have him rush, do something else when it's an obvious passing down.
Number four is Nana. I'll let you say the last name, Ross.
Asiedu, Asiedu. I don't know.
I think it's Asiedu. I feel like I shouldn't say anything.
Nana. 6'5", 260 pounds.
Asiedu, isn't that like a type of cheese? Like Asiago, maybe?
No, don't go there.
We're making it worse.
I was going to say it's not getting better.
So this guy was in the U.S. Army Bowl.
6'4".
I was there. Yeah, he played tight end in high school. Okay,
yes.
He is very, very athletic. He reminds me a lot, and I told the Penn State folks I talked to from time to time, he reminds me a lot of DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
Ooh.
Very long, very lean, not ready to play this year.
Right.
He won't be heavy enough. You're going to have to put some weight on him, but that's not a problem.
Is he one of those kids that could flip to the other side of the ball, or do you see him on offense only? I mean, it's a tough question to project, but
I think he has enough athleticism to do it. I think his body type is better suited for offensive tackle. I mean, he's all of 6'6". There aren't very many 6'6 D linemen,
right.
And he's already 265, 270. He's not a defensive end, and he's too linear to be a defensive tackle.
Correct, yeah, he's too big.
You can look up linear after the segment if you want.
No, I'm
so,
good.
But no, he is like your prototypical offensive tackle. He and Rashid Walker, I mean, I'm telling you guys, Penn State, and this is the standard now, they're getting pro prospects at a lot of positions now. Both offensive tackles, both the ends, the defensive tackle. I mean, you go across the board, they're getting those type of guys.
Tight end.
That project tight end, Bob.
Just going to say, for the younger fans, DeBrickashaw Ferguson, Virginia, number one pick of the first round pick
Jets,
of the Jets.
Yes.
Just in case they're Googling
good
who,
point, Bob.
Who in the hell DeBrickashaw.
Good point.
He's
had
a really good
career.
Player. Really good player.
Yeah. He's good. That's all you need to know.
All right. That'll do it for Tucker's Tape this week. Stick with us. When we come back, it's Ross's answers to your questions. Ask Ross is next. This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.